Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Hey, we're having a great visit here at Hudson and Princeton because we're really talking about agriculture and what's going on with agriculture. Gentleman here just had a chance to visit with him a little bit, Mr. Joe Kemp. Joe, tell us a little bit about you and your time here at Hudson.
Well, I've been with Hudson now for 12 years. The first 10 years I spent here as a technician, a field tech, and then the last 2 years I've been here in parts and really enjoy working with parts and working with the customers on a daily basis. You get to see so many more customers every day. It makes it a lot more interesting.
What did you work on when you were a technician? Tell us some of the things you worked on over the years.
Oh, well, my main thing was sprayers, as a matter of fact, and spreaders. And I was out just about every day on a sprayer somewhere in the three-county area, I'd say. And enjoyed that. I worked a lot on tractors. I worked a lot on combines, heads, just whatever they needed next, you know.
this day and time, Sean and I were talking about a moment ago, the technology side of things has added a little piece to you for somebody who's been a technician. But that's a big part of it. Sometimes they can tell you what's wrong with them before you ever go out there.
Oh, yes, we have a system set up so that the code comes in here. A lot of times we'll go out the door with the part in our hand and knowing what we're fixing to go take care of. And then sometimes we get there and that part's just associated to what happened. So we have a whole lot happening when we get there.
Where did you get your experience? How'd you get become a technician? How'd that work?
Well, actually, my interest started in FFA in high school. Our junior and senior years, I had Ken Oakley and James Ladd. That's two old names from a long time ago. The 2 years, our junior and senior year, we would spend on small engines and we would spend on refurbishing tractors and doing things out in the shop, and that created a lot of my interest. And I spent a year in college, and at the end of that year, I said, this isn't for me. I like working with my hands. This is what I want to do. And so I spent 35 years with Detroit Diesel Allison in Georgia and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Retired from there, and my wife and I wanted to move back here. So when I got back up here, I applied here and got a job with them, and been working for them ever since. It's been a lot of fun and a very good ride.
And, you know, you get really associated with the folks you work with, too, the farmers and folks out there, good folks, and, you know, they kind of depend on you and trust you.
Oh, yes, and the more you work with them, the more relationship you build with them, the more you get to know about their operation, and everybody's pretty secretive in the beginning, and it takes a while for you to gain their trust and to be able to talk to them and understand what their real needs are.
That technician plays such a key role now in the parts department as well, a key role in what happens in agriculture today, because if farmers have a piece of equipment that's down, combine, planter, tractor, sprayer, whatever the case may be, they need it back, and they need it back pretty quickly because it's a lot to do in a short amount of time.
Absolutely, and the worst thing that you can do is let them walk out the door with the wrong part. Yeah. And we try very hard to ask enough questions to make sure that we've got the absolute part that they need in their hand. When I first came up here, I be honest with you, I didn't ask enough questions, and John kept after me till I finally got that down pat.
And the funny thing about you say about that is some people don't come in and call them by their real name. They're like, I just need one of these things. It looks like this, and it's shaped like this, and where can you find me?
Oh, yeah. You start with the Columbus system. Let's seek and get it down to a location, and then we'll go from there.
a lot of experience, a lot of time. I know you enjoy the customers and the folks you work with, though, and good crew here at Hudson to work with, too.
Oh, yes. This is our family, and we have a great time together. We laugh and joke and play, and at the same time, whenever we have to get serious and get it all done, we jump in there and do it. If you need to call me at home and me come get you a part, part of my job. I'll be glad to come do it.
Remember any of your FFA creed or any of the things with the FFA?
Don't remember all that. I was a reporter, and actually it was very good because my early days Ken Oakley expected to see something either in print or on the radio every month.
I like that.
And so I spent a lot of time writing up things and calling and getting out at the radio station and getting something on every now and then, so just to kind of build up what we had going on.
That's a great history in FFA, and you see where it leads to a great career here at Hudson, that's for sure. Joe Kemp, great to meet you. Nice to talk with you, and keep up the good work here.
Thank you very much. I enjoy it.
We're on WPKY 103.3 FM and 1580 AM, celebrating National FFA Week.